Regular City Council meeting, March 19th, 2013.
According to the wall, clock on the wall, it's just almost. We'll call this meeting to order, the regular council meeting. And so would you poll the council, please, Brenda?
Council President Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Hoyland.
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar.
Here.
Councilmember Steer.
Here.
Mayor Nelson.
Here. Is Mr. Bent here from, okay. Mr. Bent, if you would do the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. I'm always amazed that we get to govern ourselves, and it's so wonderful. What a great opportunity we have, especially in this country. So, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be here, for allowing us to have these opportunities. I pray, Lord, that this meeting would go well, that it would be pleasing to you, that the decisions made would affect the community and the people in it in ways that would make improvements and make it a better place to live and be agreeable to all. So we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item of business tonight is the consent agenda. Are there any questions or comments or changes in the consent agenda? All right, hearing none, we'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. I think the next item of business is new business. And the first item under new business is lot line adjustment on Lassiter Kessinger. And so who is going to present that? Richard, are you going to present it?
No,
they're going to look for me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we want to welcome you all here. It's not a big agenda tonight, so we wouldn't expect to be here too long. And probably everybody, if you've got a chance to look across and see how the community garden is coming along, Bobby's here, and they've just done a yeoman's job in getting that ready. And we have a number of raised gardens that we put in, and then we'll have corn patch, watermelon patch, potato patch, and what have you. So far it's gone along pretty good. It's maintained a lot of interest, and we'll be having probably three more classes on Thursday nights, and I think this one on Thursday will be presented by a master gardener, and it'll be the use of fertilizers and all of the things that master gardeners know that we don't. So anyway, it'll be fun.
Well, we got a wall here. I was looking ahead in item 5B, the park and ride, and it talks about an Exhibit A. I don't have an Exhibit A in my package. Does anybody else have one?
Nope.
No.
Which item? 5B?
5A.
It's 5B Exhibit A. I think it's a park and ride map or something. I don't know. It's not in here. Would you feel good if everybody else had it?
Yeah, I would.
Brenda, was that on that 5B, was that left out? There's an attachment that nobody has got.
Exhibit A in the park.
On the resolution?
The park and ride.
Okay, Wendy, are you going to present this to the council on the lot line adjustment?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay, this lot line adjustment is for Laster Kingsinger to adjust the property lot lines of the two neighboring parcels to accommodate the existing fence. They're going to quitclaim the difference of the parcel over to the Lasters. The utility easement's going to remain unchanged and stay where it is. The lot lines were established in 2003 when a subdivision was platted. And at this time, at that time, he wasn't aware when he put the fence in that it was off. And now that they know, they want to fix that. Complies with city code and the comprehensive plan. And I'll stand for questions.
Okay, questions for Wendy on this lot line? It seems pretty straightforward.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Wendy, and the issue is properly before the council.
Mayor, I move we approve case number 13-01-LLA with the conditions of approval as listed in the memo from staff.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, the second item of business is consideration for approval resolution number R05-2013, authorizing the mayor to execute the park and ride agreement with the Ada County Highway District. Wendy, I guess you'll present this one too?
I will. As far as the exhibit goes, they didn't provide me one. However, I do know that they were speaking about the Second Avenue, where the park is, where they were proposing the park and ride there across from the baseball park.
The one between the park and the senior center and the...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we have any indication? The last time we talked about this, I thought we were going to wait and look further at with McDonald's coming in and the ACHD owning property up on Deer Flat, whether we could work something out up there. Based on the number of people who vanpool, we determined that this lot would already be completely filled with existing riders, so there wouldn't be any room for growth. And based on prior studies, it seemed like this was not a desirable location for those who already use the system.
I think Wendy's got the answer to...
They are requesting that they be allowed to put a couple of vans there at this time, and that is the purpose of this agreement, so that they don't hold the city liable if anything was to happen.
Is there an issue with where the vans are currently parked?
That I do not know. I was just asked by ACHD. And then I had Mr.
I think
Rhodes
the park and ride vans are at everyone's home that drives them.
No, I know there's quite a few that park at Paul's, and there's one that parks in a tiny school parking lot on Deer Flat, like right before Cuna Life Church, kind of between Linder and Cuna Life Church. Some of them are parked at homes, but some of them are parked in those public areas, too.
This would imply no improvements to it, though, correct? They're just going to park them there?
That's correct. They're just wanting to park there at this time.
And so the request here is to give the mayor authority to allow them to park there, sign the agreement.
Right, an agreement strictly.
It's not really being established as what had been proposed earlier as the improved. The sites that the council wanted to look at have been proposed to the Ada County Highway District, and they're working on it. So.
Number six in the agreement says the ACHD may mark the premises and will install appropriate signing indicating that the premises are available for persons in ride-sharing programs. Does that mean that they're available exclusively to people in ride-sharing programs? Do we know what the signs will say? I'm concerned about us effectively making this law off-limits to the rest of CUNA.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be off-limits. That wouldn't be...
So do we know what the signs would say?
We could specify that.
Greg Holverson is here representing the highway district, so he probably knows what the signs are.
I don't see us patrolling the parking spots and taking license plates.
No, I don't mean that, but the way that this reads to me says... Well, we'll install appropriate signing indicating that the premises are available for persons in ride-sharing programs. I just want to make sure that the signs wouldn't indicate that they're available to those folks to the exclusion of other people.
No, I see. I think we're just trying to give some guidance as to where you park your cars when you do, right?
The way I'm reading it is just saying that the signage is going to indicate that that's one of their places for the ride-share programs. For people that are, it's not excluding.
Yeah, that particular lot, that would be a pretty important consideration that we not make it exclusive to anyone, because a lot of people park there for the ball fields and the park.
I mean, I think one thing to consider is the practical effect of this. I can't say for sure, and I would look for your guidance on, when I was a van pooler, it was communicated to us that should there be a designated park and ride location, the ACHD vans must park there. That would be the pickup drop-off site, essentially. So it seems that this lot would effectively be, we're essentially declaring it for ACHD riders' use, because the practical implication is that all those vehicles will fill up the lot. So is it permissible, or...
Those suggestions should be worked into your thoughts this evening and authorize the mayor to move forward and say just that. And say, okay, you know, we'll work with you, but you can't have it just for what you just said.
Well, I guess I'm looking for a little bit of guidance from ACHD as to whether, I mean, is it going to be communicated to the commuter ride vans that this lot must be used? Because if it's not, I don't know that anybody would choose to use it, because it seems like it's farther away from the ultimate destination than any of the existing lots. So like as a rider, I would not choose to drive an extra 2 miles to get to this lot if I already have a pickup spot that's that much closer to Meridian Road.
Excuse me. He's kind of being put on the spot. The way it was proposed to me was that they wanted a place to park a couple of the vans. If we don't want signage there, we can ask them to remove that from the agreement.
I guess
they never spoke to me about putting signage there. He just said that this is the basic agreement that they have.
The sign is less an issue for me than the practical implications of, if the vans are being parked here, to me that says this is now becoming the pickup drop-off spot. So I'm trying to figure out if that means that all the ACHD vans are going to be required to use this spot because it's now the designated spot, or how that's going to be. Because if it's totally permissible, I don't know that the vans would choose to park there. So if it's not permissible, then I'm just trying to work out whether or not we are effectively saying this parking lot is now filled.
He said a couple of vans is what he indicated to me. And so I don't know if there are...
We can certainly discuss that with him. You know, that I think your concerns are valid. And so we'll talk with them and make sure that we're not encouraging everybody to park there and take all the parking so we can't get into the ball fields and all. And then we can discuss the signage. And maybe we'll come up with maybe an agreement that says that before we bring it back to the council. So, you know, they're, I think their intent is clear that they just wanted to park a couple there. And so we'll delineate that and bring it back where that concern is taken away.
Yeah, I guess just to be clear, I would be curious how many vans, and then if we have an estimate of how many parking spots there are, because if the maximum ridership for each van is 11-ish people, we'll say it's 10. By the time you park a couple of vans there, in theory, we have filled the parking lot. So I just want to kind of have an idea of how many parking spots we have, and then do we want to reserve some for non-ECHD use that would be for sure open for the public, or are we okay with letting that parking
lot? We'll try to flesh that out with them, because I don't know that we reasoned it through that there'd be a whole bunch of commuters parking there too.
My understanding was one or two vans, was my understanding, as another location in the city.
Well, let's table this agreement for tonight, and then we'll flesh it out a little more.
Before you table it,
question.
We ought to either obtain the Exhibit A, which defines what the location is, or we need to get rid of this Exhibit A statement and actually define it right here in the in the agreement, one or the other.
Well, when we come back with it, we'll bring the attachment.
We're just kind of giving authorization to the mayor to designate any place in the city as a parking ride, so.
Yeah, okay.
Not your house?
Not my parking lot.
Put it in my parking lot now. I'm excited. Okay, if you're comfortable with tabling it, let's go ahead and table it. We need a motion to do that.
Mr. Mayor, I move we table resolution number R05-2013 for further information.
Second.
We're moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, consideration for approval of resolution R06-2013. Authorizing the forwarding of the project priority list entitled City of CUNA 2013 Transportation Prioritization Requests. And Wendy, would you present that to us, please?
Sure. This list mostly comes from the downtown corridor plan with a couple of additions that were outside of that area. The top two recommended priorities are the same as it was previous to this year. And I guess I just need recommendations, any changes that you would have from that. And Gordon, did you have anything to add to that?
No, you did better than I did.
Because you didn't talk.
Well, my personal preference has always been that Lender Main 3rd be the top priority, because it's just a dangerous, confusing intersection. But in prior conversations, it seems that Deer Flat Linder is the general preference for number one.
Yeah, that was based more upon, I think, the recommendations of the police, because it was the most
high accident
area. And then the second one, I agree, it is confusing and all. That is the number two priority. So I don't know, we can certainly change it, because, you know, the consultant that they hired to do the Linder and Deer Flat one is going to have some hearings and what have you to make sure that's what they want there, you know, the roundabout or just what. So there's time, if the council would like to change that priority, you can make that recommendation.
I do not believe that it's going to make a difference if it's one or two, because they're already in the process of Deer Flat and Linder, and they're moving forward on that one.
Okay.
Construction program for fiscal
2017.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so we're starting it now to give everybody a chance to contribute to what they want. And now
that's one of the problems that we have on road issues, we're never sure if we're talking next year or 5 years from now. You know, it just seems like, because I really thought the lender and thing was set to start construction this year. And then it's actually 2017, so.
Anytime there's federal money involved, it's it.
Yeah. And we recognize that some of the funding has fallen off from what it used to be, but that one is paid for, and that's why I kind of thought that it would move forward. So.
Mayor?
Yes?
If I could have the floor.
Question?
I would like to see number four moved up to three and number three moved down to number four. Avalon Street, Kuna Road, and K be moved to third. Columbia Road and 10 Mile be moved down to fourth.
I would concur. That's getting awfully... I don't know why there's not an accident there every other day.
That is the second busiest intersection in Kuna for accidents, K and Avalon. So.
I can certainly change those around.
Okay, is council in kind of agreement with that, that we can just go ahead and change that before this is submitted?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm curious about, well, piggybacking on our previous conversation, I thought we were interested in doing more fact-finding before we committed to having a park and ride on Avenue B and 2nd Street. I didn't think we'd ever made a decision between for sure developing the one downtown versus, again, waiting until some more development came in on Deer Flat and determining whether we can maybe get some funds from a business up there.
I was going to say, it may be an issue where we'll need it at both locations. I mean, because we're getting more population and so forth. And just to give you a little bit of background on this park and ride lot, it has been designed, is my understanding, and is real close to being able to move forward. So if they have funds left in the money at the end of this year before the fiscal year's over, this may be something that could be pushed up because it's fairly small and quick.
Anyway, the I think tonight, if you'd like to change those around before Wendy sends them in, I think this is the time to do it. And if you want to move North Linder, Main Street, and 3rd up to number 1, and then Deer Flat to number 2, and those that Richard said, I think that can be done and would be a logical way to handle it.
I'd be interested in moving the Linder Main 3rd if it would make a difference.
Yeah, the I think it does for all of their planners and what have you look at that and try to put a priority on it. But, you know, I think you're talking about maybe a year earlier. And a year earlier from what, I'm not sure. So, anyway.
Well, and that might be, I don't know what a time frame would be, but certainly it seems like there might already be enough land there to do a roundabout, and having a roundabout there where it kind of makes sense might convince some reluctant council members that roundabouts are okay.
Oh, I think it'd be fine downtown, just not where kids cross it. Brianna, could you be a little more explicit?
Okay, well then, with what's kind of been said, I think, Wendy, you have the changes that
yes,
they would
I
like
marked them down.
Right now. And so if that's kind of the consensus of how it ought to go in, we'll be happy to do that with the resolution or motion.
I move we update the priority list to reflect number 2 and 1 switching places, and what were yours, Rich? 3 and 4?
3 and 4.
Yeah. And 3 and 4 switching?
4 to 3 and 3 to 4.
Yeah, 3 and 4 switching places. And subject to those changes, I move we approve resolution number R06-2013.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. And you've got those changes, Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, we have consideration for approval resolution number R07-2013 authorizing signing of consultant services agreement with HDR Engineering for the fine screen project. And Gordon, would you like to kind of give the council an update on that?
Mr. Mayor, we went through a selection process, a competitive a request for proposals on this particular project. I think the council discussed a number of times the underlying need at the treatment plant for the fine screen project itself. The selected consultant was the only consultant of the 7 that submitted that had any experience with this particular type of problem at other plants.
Okay. Questions? And I think you're pretty familiar with the fine screen that we have had to add to the filter system. So,
Mayor, yes. If I could have the floor. I guess in reading this, Gordon, I got a little confused. Is this just agreeing to the $82,840? If you go to page 12 of 24, part 5.0, that's the way I read it. But then if you go over to page 13 of 24, it starts talking about $500,000 being limited to. So I'm a little confused as to what we're agreeing to. Are we agreeing to the engineering of $82,840?
What you are agreeing to tonight is a not to exceed number of $82,000 and change. On page 13 of 24, we have emphatically informed the consultant that this project in total must not cost more than $550,000. And that's what he's saying there, is that he acknowledges that funding is limited to $550,000, which I think is his memorialization of understanding my instructions to him.
Okay, the 550 includes the 82,840.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, you should be aware, but please don't tell the consultant. I always keep an amount in case the unexpected happens, and there's a contingency amount, as we discussed last night, in the sewer fund that if the council finds necessary may direct its expenditure to. So.
The engineer from HDR in the back couldn't hear you.
Or it's not in the minutes either.
Thank you, Gordon.
Okay, further questions? All right, the decision is rightly before the council.
I move we approve resolution number R07-2013.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We approve R07-2013. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, the results of the financial operations through February 2013. John Marsh.
All right. Good evening, Mayor and City Council. For the record, John Marsh. I'm Cuba City Treasurer. I do have a cold. I apologize. So I'll try to keep it as brief as usual. And to those folks in the audience, this is where the meeting gets extremely boring. We talk about finances, so if you want to get up and leave, you're not going to hurt my feelings. So
Tim jumped up and left.
Yeah, he seized the opportunity right there. So anyway, as usual, I'm going to keep it at a high level. If you have any questions, stop me. Let me know. Give me a shout. But basically, this is for the 5 months ended in our fiscal year 2013. The 5 months ended February 28th, 2013. And so in your package, you had a some paperwork at the top. It's called the Finance Worksheet Actual with Annual Budget Summarized. And that's October through February of 2013. And I'll go fund by fund, just keeping it really high level. First fund on page one is general fund. Revenue has exceeded expenditures through that time period by $340,811. That's very positive. The latecomers fee fund, revenue has exceeded expenditures by $99,601. That's normal. Well mitigation fund, revenue ahead of expenditures, $59,910, normal. The water fund, still on page one, expenditures have exceeded revenue thus far by $105,287. While that's not ideal, that number is shrinking, and that's related to the accelerated and the final bond payment that the water fund had, and we made that in October. So from a cash flow standpoint, we're closing that gap, and by the end of the year, unless we have something go wrong, we should work through that. And then on the second page is the sewer fund. The sewer fund revenues are ahead of expenditures by $338,957. That's very good. The wastewater treatment plant fund revenues are ahead of expenditures by $32,591. Ideally, they should be in balance, but there is one timing difference in this month, and we had a payment on LID. On an LID property that occurred at the end of the month, which will be remitted to KeyBank, or was remitted to KeyBank in March, so it's not on this statement. The pressurized irrigation fund, revenues are ahead of expenditures by $36,808. That's positive. And the last fund is the solid waste fund. expenditures are greater than revenue by $940, and that's fairly normal, as it's a kind of a pendulum type of balancing fund. And in total, citywide, revenues are ahead of expenditures by $802,451, which is very good. And when you remove the non-operating special revenue types of funds, which in this case are your well mitigation, your latecomers, and your LID fund, and you're looking at mainly your operating funds, general fund, water fund, sewer fund, and irrigation fund, revenues are ahead of expenditures by $610,349. So all in all, very, very healthy picture at this point in time. Any questions?
Okay.
The next item is just a single page, and it's your combined cash investment. It just gives you your cash position as of the end of February. And I won't go through each fund. I will say that each fund is as the financial statement showed, the cash position is also very good. And in total, the city's cash position at the end of February was $5,818,842. Any questions?
Questions, John? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, that concludes the agenda. Are there any discussion items, Council? Yes.
I think Richard was supposed to go on the 14th to Boise for the LID. Was that conceded by the judge?
The judge did sign the order for the settlement agreement. We have not yet received a copy of that. I will provide that when that comes in, probably PDF it and email it to all of you and then have it available in hard copy.
So my adjunct, Mayor.
All right. If there's no other questions, then we entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.